The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're excited today. We're going to be joined by our friends from Decision Point all day here on The Common Good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, alongside Aubrey Sampson. My name is Brian Fromm. We are really glad to have you with us on just a beautiful Wednesday afternoons when it's nice to live here in the Chicagoland.
It is beautiful out right now.
That's right. Well, we're glad that you're with us. And as I just mentioned, today's a really important day here on The Common Good. We are excited to again partner with an organization that we believe in deeply. That organization is called Decision Point. And what Decision Point does is, Aubrey, they train and they raise up students to go back into their public schools, literally as missionaries with the gospel. These students are bold and courageous, and they're seeing amazing fruit for what's going on there. And we are excited to be joined right now by Mark Hobson from Decision Point. Mark, how you doing, buddy? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It is our pleasure. And Mark, let's just start there. Remind our people, I know we talk a lot about Decision Point on this show, but remind people, what exactly is it that Decision Point is trying to do?
Yeah, thanks for that question. You know, we are trying to bring the gospel to the next generation. Our mission is to proclaim the gospel to the next generation until every student has heard. And we just look at what's going on in our country, and we are broken by some tragic realities. We know that millions of students across our country have still never even heard the good news of Jesus Christ, who alone can set them free. And, you know, we're bothered by this because we look at the trends. We know that atheism is on the rise. We know that addictions are skyrocketing. We know that suicide's at an all-time high. We know alternate lifestyles are sweeping the nation. But somehow we have maybe half the students in America that have never even heard John 3:16. And that's why we exist. We want to help the next generation hear the gospel. We believe some of the best people to share the gospel with students are, in fact, other students. And we think their public high schools and middle schools are a phenomenal place to do this. So one of our main programs is a campus program where we're equipping courageous young students in high school and even middle school to bring the gospel to their public school on campus during school hours, student-led, bold, direct evangelism on campus, along with all the follow-up in partnership with their churches.
And we're going to be joined by some of those students, some of your partners later. And we've heard some of the stories over the past few weeks and cannot wait to hear more. Mark is exactly right, listeners. There are just bold high school students. You would not believe sharing their faith in incredibly meaningful ways and seeing their peers come to Christ. And one of the things that we keep emphasizing for you, why Brian and I are so passionate about this ministry, is that like lives are actually being changed. Hope is actually being brought to the next generation. We're so excited to invite you to be a part of that. You can actually make a difference in the lives of high schoolers today by going to our website, 1160hope.com, clicking on the Decision Point banner. And here's what we're asking, and we're recognizing something as well. Look, we know inflation is crazy.
That's right.
We know a lot of you. I mean, Brian and I are doing the same thing with our families. You are counting your pennies right now, making sure you have enough for your family. So we understand that times are tight. What we're asking you to do is really pray. Ask God to give you a vision for what you can give. And maybe it's a small gift a month. Maybe it's a one-time gift. Maybe it's just something that God has laid on your heart. We would love to invite you to go to 1160hope.com, click on that Decision Point banner, and give to really equip a student to be a missionary in their schools today. And Mark, one of the things that I love hearing from you, I just mentioned this, but just stories, like tell us something awesome that a student has done because of Decision Point.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, appreciate the call to your listeners too. We'd even invite listeners just to pray. I mean, right now, today is a day of prayer across the country, and, you know, see you at the poll. We are big believers in See at the Pole. We didn't start it, but we want to keep it going and fuel it. So this morning we had staff and ministry partners praying at flagpoles with students across the country. Wow. Here in Chicago, we're based, all the way out to California and back. And to see students just get up early in the morning, go to their flagpoles in front of their peers and pray for an awakening at their school, that's inspiring. To see pictures of teachers joining them, which, you know, in today's climate, for a teacher to just go to the flagpole with students and pray, you got to hand it to them. That's really, really neat. But I got a just beautiful story just this morning from San Francisco from our director there, whose name is Barnaby. And he has this picture of him with a student named Isaiah. And he said this, just as simple as this. He said, we prayed at the flagpole, and then while we were praying, Isaiah saw one of his friends, and we got to share the gospel with her, and she gave her life to Christ this very morning.
Come on. Praise God. That's awesome.
So we're just praising God, you know, that as students are praying, as supporters are praying, as friends are praying, and just people all across the country are praying for our schools, that God's answering prayers in real time. And even this morning, the young woman gave her life to Christ. And so we're encouraged by that and appreciate the call to your listeners to join us in prayer. You know, you can certainly give. We'd love that. But if you click the link that, you know, Aubrey and Brian will provide for you, we've got a 40 days of prayer brochure that we'd love to send you that just has, you know, just some really specific ways that we can together be praying for God to move in the next generation. You know, like the first day and second day and third day, we're in this brochure. We're praying for God to bring students from every walk of life to Christ at high schools around America this year, atheists, Muslim, Buddhist, agnostics, and everything in between. We'd love to just mail that to you. So if you want to request that, we'd be honored to send that to you as well.
That's right. You can connect with Decision Point at their website, decisionpoint.org. Or as Aubrey said, you can go to our site, 1160hope.com. That's 1160hope.com. Right there at the banner, right at the top, you're going to see Decision Point. And $46 a month, that equips one student to go into their schools. But as Aubrey said so well, anything you can give right now is appreciated and will go towards the ministry.
That's
so
right.
Could be a one-time gift, could be a smaller monthly gift. Whatever you're able to do will allow you to be a part of a movement. And Mark, it always strikes me when I hear you guys tell your stories, why students are so much more bold. They're just so courageous. It must be fun for you to always hear these stories. Is that what you're seeing in our students these days?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's real. They face challenges. They face opposition. And, you know, sometimes that gets to them, just like with you and me. But to see students that are just courageous in the midst of it all, it really fires us up. We believe, you know, high school students come to Christ faster than adults. They're more, they're going to share the gospel more frequently, sooner, more courageously often than adults. And I got to tell you, we got some heroes in this ministry of students that are just doing that at high schools all around the country, and love to share them with you as our show goes on today.
Oh, we love it. Mark, one of the things that Brian and I are always like, how is this possible? The kind of the question of students sharing the gospel at their public schools, because we all have this idea that like that's not a gospel friendly place. So tell me how Decision Point equips students to do that in a way that like they're actually allowed to.
You know, students have just tremendous rights on campus. They have the First Amendment, which, you know, guarantees their right of free speech. So as long as they're not disrupting class, you know, like in the middle of teaching, you know, they can share their faith freely. They can do that in classroom assignments, book reports. They can share their faith freely one-on-one with friends, with peers, people they don't even know. The First Amendment guarantees their right to even pass out Bibles on campus. And the Supreme Court, all the way to the Supreme Court, has ruled that passing out a Bible is considered pure speech, and principals can place no restrictions on it whatsoever. And then the Equal Access Act is the second law that just says if one club can meet, all clubs can meet. If one club can do it, all clubs can do it. And they can't discriminate based off of religious or political content of the club or the nature of the club or their activities. And so this means that if they have an LGBT club, for example, or a chess club, for example, well then students can form a Christian club on campus. They can host meetings. They can pass out flyers. They can hang posters. They can make announcements on the PA system, and they can even invite guest speakers to come on campus on their behalf and speak at their event. And there's no limit to how many people they can have at their event. So they can book the gym. They can book the auditorium. They can invite the whole school to come. And they do. And sometimes 50 people come and sometimes 500 people come.
Wow.
But either way, to see students really giving their whole school the chance to hear the gospel before they graduate. My wife and I just find that's a mission worth putting our lives into.
That's awesome. We're excited to talk to Mark a lot more during the course of the day. We're also going to talk to a pastor or two who have seen this connection with their church make a difference, hoping to hear from a student or two. So you're going to want to stay with us today. But friends out there, if you are inspired as you hear that, like, what better thing can you do with your money than to equip students in the next generation to go reach other students with the gospel? That is where revival begins, and we're excited for what Decision Point is doing. So you can give however much you can give, whether it's a monthly gift or a one-time gift, by going to 1160hope.com. That's 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. It's right at the top. You'll see it, and it's really easy to do. We're thrilled to be joined by our friends from Decision Point today here on The Common Good, AM 1160. Hope for your life. Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. Alongside Aubrey Sampson, my name is Brian Fromm. It's really good to have you with us today, as today we are joined by our friends at Decision Point. Decision Point is a wonderful ministry that is equipping students to go share the gospel with their friends, their classmates, in their schools, through clubs, through programs. It's amazing what students are able to do within the public school, and they're seeing an amazing amount of fruit. And so we would love for you to join with them and be a support with them. You could go to our website, 1160hope.com. That's 1160hope.com, and click on the Decision Point banner to give a gift to support a student evangelist. And by doing so, you could give a monthly gift, $46 per month, kind of equips one student, but you can give a smaller monthly gift. You could give a one-time gift. Whatever it is you're able to do, it will go to literally helping change the lives of students. And Aubrey, I think something else we know that this does is it has a huge impact on churches. You and I are both pastors. We know this. We're looking for organizations that are doing good work to partner with.
Right.
And that is a kind of a side benefit of what Decision Point does. It's kind of transforming churches. It's having an effect in churches. So we thought it would be great to talk to a pastor of a church or in a church who is partnering with Decision Point. So we're excited to be joined by Ryan Hall. He's pastor at Anchor Church in Palos Heights. Ryan, how you doing today, bud?
Greetings. It's a blessing to be here with you guys.
Yeah, really glad to have you
so
with us, friend.
So glad to have you.
Yeah. Hey, let's just ask the big question here. Tell us about your partnership with Decision Point and the effect it's had on your church.
Yeah, I was a youth pastor in the western suburbs for several years, western suburbs of Chicago, and we did some outreaches into local high schools like Glenbard East, Glenbard South. And after I became a senior pastor, you know, I thought, oh, how are these students going to reach their high schools without me? I mean, great things happen. These students went for it. They did rallies without any pastoral or parent support. They called me, told me they were doing rallies, and I thought, man, these kids are fired up. So I was praying for Chicago that there would be a great awakening to the gospel among the teenagers. And we had a divine appointment where the founder of Decision Point, Warren, came to town. They had tried this in California, you know, the fertile spiritual field of California. saw so much success that they decided to pick a different major city in a different state. Their second big choice was Chicago.
Hey.
And they came to town on a vision trip, and it was a divine appointment. I sat with Warren, heard his vision, tears in my eyes. I said, come to Chicago. Let's get these teenagers mobilized. And that's how we originally got connected.
Oh, that's so awesome. And then, Ryan, I'm going to have you kind of dive deep, because what we're excited to do today is invite our listeners to go to our website, 1160hope.com, click on the Decision Point banner, and partner in prayer and partner with a gift, because every gift equips a student to be missionaries, be evangelists at their school. But I want to hear from you, from a pastor's perspective, Like, how is this actually equipping your church or other churches to empower students? Like, give us kind of detailed, nitty-gritty stuff. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. In church life, it's easy to stay in-house.
That's
on
right.
your roof.
Yep.
You know, you've got plenty of people, plenty of needs, especially with teenagers and families. You can spend all of your time in-house, under roof, making disciples for Christ. And that's an imperative. But I went to my youth pastor several years ago, and I said, I want to introduce you to Decision Point, and I want you to realize this isn't going to be more work for you. I said, here's my question. What is your plan to get the gospel into every high school in our region? He said, I don't have a plan. I said, well, guess what? They do. They do. Mm. And so they are going to help us by equipping our students to connect with other students all around the country who have a passion to get the gospel into their high schools. So that's how it's fired our church up.
That is so awesome.
Have you seen your what's the effect you've seen in the students in your church? Are they more evangelistic in general? Are they more fired up for the gospel because they see what's going on? What tell us about the church kids. What are you seeing in them?
What I see in the teenagers today is many of them are simply terrified. You can get canceled in a day. You know, when I was in high school, school was the place where the drama happened. Then you went home and it was kind of you're on break until the next day. That's no longer the case. I mean, when you get home, the drama's just getting started. So
yeah.
I think in many ways it's a lot harder, a lot more risky to stand out today. So what we're seeing is there's a lot of students who are afraid to really go public, tell people, especially in the public schools, I am a Christian, here's my values. There's really a lot of fear. But there are students where the Spirit of God, and it is the Spirit of God, is moving in their heart saying, this, I want you to reach your generation. And then those kids kind of get the other kids really fired up.
Mm-hmm.
So once you can identify who the leaders are, then we rally support to them. And Decision Point's model is very intriguing. It took me a little bit to get it, but they equip college students to coach high school students. Now, at first I thought, that's a little interesting. Why don't you get the professionals to do it like the But it's actually brilliant because high school students think college students are like divine.
Yeah,
you know, they
totally.
Worship them. And college students want to change the world, but often when they go to a church, they get put in charge of like juice box distribution. So it's very brilliant. Let's get the college kids who are fired up and empowered by the Spirit to get invested. Hey, look, there's a high school with 2,000 kids. We're going to give you the opportunity to coach them. It's a win-win, and it works. It's incredible.
And then a question that I have for you, Ryan, because a lot of the people that we've talked to with Decision Point, what I've loved about this ministry is there seems to be a personal connection, meaning for some reason, I mean, you talked about this being a divine appointment, but for some reason, this mission is personal for you.
Mm.
Can you unpack that for our listeners?
Okay, so I went to public high school 4 years, was not a Christian. And
wow.
I do not blame any of the kids. You know, I'm responsible for my own response to God, general revelation, and the gospel. But I went 4 years through a public high school, didn't get invited to a gospel preaching church once.
Wow.
So when I got saved, I thought to myself, not on my watch. I mean, I'll tell the students in our church, look, the mission field is all around you, especially those kids in public schools. Let's covenant together that you're not going to let them go 4 years without ever being invited to a church or, even better yet, to a gospel outreach
yeah.
on campus. And that's what's so beautiful about what Decision Point does. I've got tremendous respect for other parachurch organizations that get kids kind of off-site, like off-campus doing events. Decision Point pushes it in. They do these. So, for example, I got invited to a local high school. During the lunch periods, and it's all voluntary and it's all lawful and legal, but during 2.5 hours worth of lunch periods, over 200 kids stopped by.
Unbelievable.
High school kids, public school kids. So like they were in chemistry 1 minute, then they're with us the next, and we're doing a Q&A, we're doing apologetics, ask us anything. And there's a group of Muslim students sitting there asking questions about the Trinity. And there's a
wow.
group of just, you know, party kids there asking about, you know, dating and
wow.
hour after hour of this. And then they go back to, you know, gym class.
Wow.
So this is a push-in model where these events are happening during lunch, after school. There's great power to bringing the gospel to the campus.
Absolutely. And so you can hear Ryan as a pastor being excited and being fired up for this ministry. And we want to invite you out there to come be a part. We need to support this ministry so they can equip more students, connect with more churches,
right,
and ultimately see more students who don't know the good news of Jesus Christ come to understand and be transformed by it. So go to 1160hope.com, and there you will see the Decision Point banner, and you can give a gift of any amount, a monthly gift, a one-time gift, whatever you're able to do, give a gift to support a student evangelist so that they can get trained. So again, go to 1160hope.com. That is 1160hope.com. Or you could give, or also go to learn more at decisionpoint.org. That is decisionpoint.org. Ryan, really great to hear from you, man. Thanks for the work you're doing. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160. Hope for your life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160. Hope for your life. Alongside Aubrey Sampson, my name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon here in the Chicagoland area. Hope that you're having a great day. And Aubrey, for us, it's a good day because we are joined all day by our friends at Decision Point. What Decision Point is a ministry that is equipping high school and even junior high students to go back into their public schools with the gospel through programs, through clubs, through events, and also just one-on-one evangelism.
Yep.
And it's such a great organization
that
is seeing really unbelievable fruit. And we here at The Common Good want to support this ministry with however you're able. We know financial times are tough right now, but maybe you can give $46 a month. That helps equip one student to go. Like, that's the cleanest way, but you could give any amount monthly. You can give a one-time gift of a little or a lot. Some of you are still doing well right now, and you're going, what do I want to do with kind of my windfall?
Right.
I got an idea for you. Go to Decision Point, and you could give and support students. I love how they call them student evangelists. So here's how you do it. Go to 1160hope.com. That's 1160hope.com. There is a banner right there that says Decision Point, and there you can give. You can also go to decisionpoint.org and learn more about their organization. So, Aubrey, the backbone of what Decision Point does is the students. And so we are thrilled to be joined by a high school student. He goes to school here in the Chicagoland area. His name is Jackson. Jackson, man, how you doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing really well, bud. Doing really well. All right, Jackson, let me ask you this question. Tell us your story with Decision Point. Tell us your story about what you were able to do at your high school.
Yeah. So freshman year, I got asked to run a Bible club. This was during COVID, where things were kind of shut down. We were still in homes, and I was just wasn't sure if I wanted to do it online or not. But sophomore year came up. I got asked again, and I kind of knew it was God, you know, not letting me forget it, you know, to be a part of starting this Bible club. So I'd say probably about last September is when I officially opened up and started the Bible club in our school. And yeah, it's been great. I've been doing it ever since then for about a year now.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been going.
And Jackson, how has it been received by your fellow students? Like, do you feel like there's been a good reaction? Has there been a bad reaction? Has there been both? Like, what does the ground feel like for you as you're doing this?
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
I bet it is.
It's nerve-wracking, but it's also super rewarding. And it's also awesome to know that we're all doing it out of obedience to honor the Lord. So, a few ways that I think the students have received it. We actually had an outreach on our campus, which is basically an on-campus evangelistic event where we had a former NFL player named Ray McElroy come and speak and answer questions about Jesus and God during periods and after school. And we had Chick-fil-A sponsored. We just had a good Q&A session. Kids were asking a lot of questions. And probably about 40 people were saved that day.
Whoa.
Oh, amen.
And 270 people came. So
wow.
It was pretty awesome.
That's pretty unbelievable, Jackson. Like, we joke on this show that I grew up in the church and I was always scared to do anything that went with the name of Jesus. So I'm wondering for you, What has this done to your faith? What has this done for your future going through this and seeing God work so powerfully?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's really just purified and kind of grown my faith. Mm-hmm. I definitely, I struggled with caring a lot about what other people thought, what other people were thinking about me, talking and things like that. But, and I still do struggle to this day, obviously, but I, something big that I've noticed this year is it's a lot easier to do a lot more of what God's calling me to do. I used to just obviously get super, you know, stomach aches and just like feel the butterflies and just get super nervous. But here, I am still nervous, but I feel a lot more equipped. I feel a lot more ready to do it. And honestly, more excited to do it. So yeah, it's been, I think that's a big way in which God has been growing me through Decision Point and just being a part of the club.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Listeners, if you're moved by Jackson's story as much as Brian and I are, I know you are, if you want to see more and more students like Jackson be equipped and empowered to share the gospel in their schools, butterflies in their stomach and all, we would love to invite you to go to our website, 1160hope.com. Click on that Decision Point banner. You can also go to Decision Point's website, decisionpoint.org, and become a partner today. A gift of $46 equips a student like Jackson to share the gospel in their schools. But if $46 a month is not something you can do, maybe you can give more. Maybe you can give five a month. Maybe you can give a one-time gift. Anything that you are able to give out of the resources that God has given you will go to change lives, empower students to live on purpose for the kingdom of God. And Jackson is one of those students. Jackson, I'd love to hear, if you don't mind talking about, maybe a story of one student whose life was changed at your school because of the ministry of Decision Point and what you're doing.
Yes. His name is Mo. Mo came to our first club meeting probably around last February. Last February is when he came. And I specifically remember him coming specifically for the food, which was really fun. And I remember praying a prayer in my head that he would just kind of focus and listen in, because he had his iPad, he had his workout, and he had his homework out, and he was just not paying attention at all. But it was really cool because I prayed in my head that God would just do a work and allow him to kind of regain attention. And within seconds, and he put his iPad away, put his homework away, and he was like locked in.
Aww, awesome.
Then I'd say probably about a week after that, Muhammad got saved.
Come on.
He was a former believer for the Muslim faith.
Wow.
And now he posts every single day on his just social media about Christ, about God, about his love. He helped in the outreach. He has been really rolling. He's read through a lot of the Old Testament. So,
awesome.
Yeah, God's done a lot of work through Mo's life.
What an amazing story. And friends out there, you have the opportunity to help students like Jackson get the support and equipping to then go reach students like Mo and to be able to see, open up the door for God to do an amazing work. Go to 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. That's 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. Or you can go also to decisionpoint.org. That's decisionpoint.org. And there you can learn more or also give. Jackson, let me ask you this question. We talk a lot about how this money goes towards training. Tell us about your mentors, your training from Decision Point. What did they do to help train you to then go back into your school?
Yeah, so I think some of the big ones that they've trained us on is really just giving us the resources to do everything that we're doing. I didn't even know a lot of what we were able to do at the outreach was possible, but through and only through Decision Point was I able to understand the type of speakers we were able to get, the type of sponsors we were able to get for food, the type of legal rights I had as a student to share the gospel at Richards, and they just continually give us training on how to witness, on how to share the gospel. Yeah. And yeah, I think those are some of the big, ways.
That's awesome. And Jackson, you know, I want to get practical, like, because Brian and I actually joke a lot about evangelism, how like some people's worst evangelism efforts are better than our non-efforts. You know what I mean? Like, this is a thing that all of us feel so nervous about. And here you are, a teenager, you're admitting, look, this is hard. I care about what people think. And yet I'm seeing the reward for it. So I'm going for it anyway. And I know the answer is God. I know the answer is the Holy Spirit. But what does God give you? What does the Holy Spirit give you in those moments to kind of, I guess I'm asking this for all of us, to kind of move you away from that insecurity and actually the boldness that you need to declare the name of Jesus?
Right. I think, honestly, what God has kind of spoken to me and how he's helped me get over those nerves is, I think, this being disciplined. I've had a lot of self-discipline in my life, but also obedience. I think just the strict factor of being obedient, no matter what I think. I think God just brought me to the point where he's allowed me to be obedient, whether I'm scared or not. And obviously, I still fall short evangelizing sometimes, but I think I've noticed God being like, you know what? You're going to be safe. You're going to be comforted, and I will provide. So I think just the idea of obedience and the idea of, just doing it for the Lord and doing it for others, because I know people need it, is really what drives me to share to them.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's great. If you were inspired by what Jackson had to say here, and I don't know how you couldn't be, go to 1160hope.com, click on the Decision Point banner. That's 1160hope.com, click on the Decision Point banner, and there you can give. It could be monthly, it can be a one-time gift, whatever you can do to help support students like Jackson. Jackson, it's great to meet you, man. Thanks for so much for sharing your story with us.
Thanks for being here.
Of course, of course.
You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life, alongside Aubrey Sampson. My name is Brian Fromm. It's really good to be with you today on a Wednesday afternoon. And on this afternoon here at The Common Good, we are telling inspirational stories through a ministry called Decision Point. Decision Point is a fascinating ministry that is equipping, training, raising up high school students to then go be missionaries back in their public schools.
That's right.
Where they are, you know, through clubs, through groups, through events, they are sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd encourage you, if you just weren't with us when we just heard from one of those students by the name of Jackson, go get our podcast wherever it is you get your podcast. Subscribe, rate, review, and I'd appreciate if you go hear his story. And then we want you to give and support this ministry that's doing such great work. You can do so at 1160hope.com. That's 1160hope.com, and clicking on the Decision Point banner. Or you can also go to their website, decisionpoint.org. That's decisionpoint.org. We continue to be joined by Mark Hobson. He is the president of Decision Point. So, Mark, thanks for staying with us, and good luck topping Jackson, by the way.
Yeah, really.
But Mark, let's ask this question. You guys used to be the National School Project. You're now Decision Point. Tell us the thought process behind the name change.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to plant a flag a little more clearly about what we're all about as an organization, and then even give students like Jackson a name that they could use on campus for their own clubs if they wanted to in time. And so, you know, the heart behind our new name is just as simple as, we are issuing Christ's call to come and follow me to the next generation. And we know that the most important decision somebody will ever make in their life is, what will they do with this man from Nazareth who walks out into their life and says, come and follow me?
Yeah.
And so we want to help teenagers when they're at this time in their life, when they're being bombarded by every evil influence imaginable.
Yeah.
And being forced to make decisions about things that you and I never thought of when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And in that moment when they're making all these decisions, help them hear Christ's call to come and follow me so they can decide, you know, to give their life to Christ. And we also want to help students like Jackson just, you know, make a firm commitment now. I mean, you can hear the resolve in his voice, mm-hmm. in his heart. He decided to plant the flag. I thought about doing this.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Butterflies. I love the honesty. But I decided God's probably calling me to this, and I'm going to decide to go all in for the Lord. Imagine the difference that he's going to make the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I mean, if he can do this in high school today, imagine how the Lord could use him in 5 years, 10 years, and over the next, Lord willing, 60, 70 years of his life. And so we want to help students decide what kind of leader they're going to be for the Lord during their most formative years of their life. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we believe we're living in days of great turmoil. We believe we're living, sadly, in days of even believers drifting and caving under the culture pressures that are before us.
Yeah.
And so we just want to invite the church to say, let's decide now. We're gonna share Christ no matter the cost. We're gonna you know, hold true to God's word, and with all the devil's forces out to destroy our youth, we're going to do all that we can to save them. And so that was our heart for the name change, and we thank all of our friends and supporters and family members for, you know, walking through that journey with us.
Yeah, I love that. Mark, one of the decision, or one of the things that I think is so incredible about Decision Point is some of the stories that you and others have shared about what you just said. You just talked about how this is impacting students now, and it ends up impacting their future. And I feel like I'm remembering stories of like students that were part of Decision Point that are now pastors, like, things like that. Do you have a story like that that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, one of the first students I got to coach, his name is DJ. And he was a young guy like, you know, like Jackson is today, but that was, you know, this was rewind 19 years ago. And he's one of the first students I got the privilege of coaching. And I was in college, and, you know, they had a burden, DJ and his fellow leaders at his high school there in Los Angeles, where I was going to college, of giving the whole school the chance to hear about Jesus. And, you know, we got to coach them. We got to pray with them. I helped DJ do one of our challenges that we call Pray Five today, where, you know, they pray for five of their friends and pray for the chance to share Christ with them, for boldness to take those opportunities when they come. Never forget the day I told him, hey, you pray, I'll pray with you for your list. You pray with me for mine. And never forget the day he brought Ryan to church and introduced me to Ryan. I was like, hey, great to meet you, Ryan. He's like, no, Mark, this is Ryan. I'm like, okay, well, good to meet you, Ryan. He's like number seven from my list. Man. Well, he'd led Ryan to Christ. And now Ryan's a pastor in L.A.,
man,
the multiplication of his, you know, evangelism to this day just continues to fire up me and our team. And then, you know, they led an outreach on campus like you heard Jackson share about. And it was the day before Good Friday. We had no idea what God was going to do, but we were expecting some big things from the Lord. Sure enough, a quarter of the school shows up to hear about Jesus at the lunchtime. And you could have heard a pin drop as DJ, as a high school senior, shares his testimony, shares the gospel, ties it into Good Friday and Easter that are happening that very weekend, and then calls students to respond. And it was just a massive response that day. And over the coming months, I went to their graduation where the valedictorian shared, you know, La Mirada High School was special for me for all these reasons, list all the cliches. But most importantly, it's because I met Jesus this semester, you know, in front of 10,000 people, you know. And he told our team, he said, you know, I just had no idea God could use me like that. And it inspired him, along with other, you know, good influences in his life, to go on and be a pastor. He's planted a church in urban LA that's already in the process of planting another church.
Wow, come on.
And so, you know, we think, boy, you know, there's no telling where, so, like, Jackson will go. I mean, maybe God will call him to be a pastor, maybe to be an overseas missionary, or maybe he'll be a business leader who's able to share his faith more confidently, more boldly, and more effectively over the course of a long and successful business career, making an impact for the Lord. But that long-term view really gets us fired up. You know, I think if you were to ask most Christians, what's one area of our Christian life where we feel like we should really be growing in more, I think most would have to put on the list personal witnessing for Christ. And so, you know, you think if you can help a young person while they're still in that formative age, you know, get past the barriers, you know, learn how to share, you know, in a gracious way, in the power of the Spirit, leaving the results to God, see God using them. This will change lives far beyond high school and
beyond.
That's
right. That's right. So go to 1160hope.com. There you'll find the Decision Point banner. We've been saying in the past couple weeks, Aubrey, $46 a month. And that has been the goal, because that helps equip and send a Christian student to share the gospel. But that could be too much for some people. Maybe you can give $10 a month. Maybe you can give a one-time gift of $30, whatever else it might be. All of that money, whatever you can give, is going to go and help train these students. Go to 1160hope.com. And Mark, with just the minute or two we have left this hour, why don't you share for us, how does this money then help equip students? What does it look like for a student to be equipped?
So, you know, to help equip a student like Jackson, they need a couple of things. One, they need somebody to reach them with a message of what they can do on their campus, and then train them in how they can do it. We believe that, you know, the challenges that they're facing requires a personal coach to help walk them through this process. So a gift of $46 a month goes to help put some of our staff and volunteers in the field, like you'll hear from in our next hour, helps put, you know, training materials in their hands. So like a playbook that they can look at and see, okay, here's how I can get it done at my school. Here's how I can share my faith one-on-one. Here's how I can pray for five of my friends and get all of the Christians on campus to pray for their friends. Here's how we can host a big outreach event. And, oh, here's how we can promote it so people actually come.
Yeah.
And here's why it's legal. And here's a tool I can give to my principal when they say that's not legal, you know, and everywhere in between. And then, you know, it helps with the materials that we want to put in their hands for their outreaches. So we love to give students like Jackson boxes of Bibles and gospel tracts that they themselves can give out peer-to-peer on campus. And to see students, you know, take a Bible, take it home and read it, to hear students like Mo say, man, within a couple of weeks of coming to Christ, this guy had read, I kid you not, like the first five books of the Old Testament. you know, we want to make sure that as Jackson's going out there, they've got the resources to really get the job done at their school. And so, and then, you know, it provides, you know, some pretty impactful training events, both regional gatherings, national gatherings that students can come to hear from other students that are in the mission. Because, you know, you might, we're all impressed by what these guys are doing, and we should be.
Yeah.
But imagine being in their shoes, you can really feel like you're alone. Or you feel alone.
That's right.
And so to bring students like that, we had a conference this summer in Colorado that's just electrifying to have students like Jackson from all across the country coming together, praising the Lord, worshiping Him, growing together and sharing stories of how God's using them. We think, and especially with the pressures they're under, that aspect
Amen.
Of the training and equipping is just priceless.
That's right. So go to 1160hope.com to support Decision Point. Yesterday. You're listening to The Common Good. AM 1160, hope for your life.
Our friends from Decision Point are with us to talk about how we can all empower high school students with gospel hope. You're listening to The Common Good. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host, Brian Fromm. And we are so glad that you're with us today. We're especially glad because we have one of our favorite guests on, our friends from Decision Point. Mark Hobson is with us. He's the president. And if you haven't heard, here's what Decision Point is. A ministry and organization that is equipping and empowering students, like actual high school students, to share the gospel with their peers. They're doing Bible clubs. They're doing outreach events. They're seeing their peers come to Christ. And this is in meaningful, winsome, emotionally intelligent, really thoughtful ways. And so it's refreshing, it's empowering. And I think at the end of the day, listeners, what Brian and I are so passionate about and want you to hear is our high school students in America right now they're being attacked by the enemy. And I don't say that lightly. I say that with all seriousness. 1.1 million high school students reported attempting suicide in the last year. Students throughout the country are searching for identity. They're searching for belonging. They're searching for being known. They're searching for hope. And those of us who follow Jesus know that true hope, true answer, true identity, true transformation, true life change, true freedom and transformation happens only through the power of Jesus Christ and the love of God. And so Decision Point is such an exciting organization because that's really what they're doing.
That's
like
right.
They're fighting back against the enemy to bring gospel hope in schools. And the stories of transformation are incredible. So I'm going to quit talking for just a minute because I want to introduce you to our friend Mark. Mark Hobson, thanks so much for being here with us again today to talk about Decision Point.
Hey, it's fun to be here.
Hey, Mark, so let's just kind of step back for our listeners who are just popping on at this 5 o'clock hour. Who is Decision Point?
Yeah, we're a ministry that wants to bring the gospel to the next generation until every student has heard who Jesus is and the hope that he can bring. One of the main things we're doing right now as an organization is equipping high school students and middle school students who want to share the gospel on campus with their whole school. And we help them have a big vision for what God can do with them on campus. We provide them training and personalized coaching to help them accomplish the mission that God has put on their heart. And when students get trained to share the gospel on campus, it's just a really exciting thing to see personal evangelism happen on campus like never before, Bible distribution happen on campus like never before, evangelistic outreach events on campus like never before, all run and led by students in partnership with their local church, where the students are leading the whole thing from start to finish, from the planning, the prep, the execution, and the personal follow-up with everybody who responds.
Oh, it's so awesome. So listeners, here's what we want you to do. We want you to go to our website, 1160hope.com, click on that Decision Point banner, and partner with Decision Point today. Any gift that God has given you that you want to give back to God in this way will make a difference in the lives of teenagers. And really, I mean, I'm not trying to be exaggerative here. I want you to understand how powerful this is. Like, you'll actually make a difference in the life of the teenagers who are a part of Decision Point, being trained to share the gospel. But then imagine the difference you'll make in the lives of students hearing the gospel for the first time. Like, this is life-changing. This is trajectory making. This is, you know, bringing hope for the future. So again, please, we'd love to invite you to go to our website, 1160hope.com, or you can go to Decision Point's website, decisionpoint.org, and give something today.
So Mark, I'm sure this is the question you get most often, so we always want to circle back to it. How is this legal? Because we've all always been taught, I grew up in the public schools as a Christian, and it was like, you can't even say the name of Jesus. That's always what you thought, right? You can't talk about the Bible. You can't say the name of Jesus. So help our people understand this is completely legal and on the up and up.
Yeah, completely legal. Though I did kid with a guest speaker one time who was asking me that same thing. And I said, nah, you know, we've only had a couple of our guest speakers get arrested to go to jail for prison ministries. And this guy was a running back in the NFL, and I believe he paused until he realized, okay, these guys just messing with me. You know? So no, students have all the rights. They can share their faith freely. The First Amendment says they can share their faith. They can talk freely. Schools can't shut down student speech as long as they're not interrupting class, you know, when they're doing it. So that means they can witness one-on-one. They can pass out flyers on campus. They can pass out Bibles by the dozens, or better yet, by the hundreds. The Supreme Court's even ruled that giving out Bibles on campus is considered pure speech, and principals can't restrict it whatsoever. And then the Equal Access Act says that if one club can meet, all clubs can meet, and whatever one group can do, all groups can do. And you can't discriminate because of the nature of the club or the content of their activities. So you can't discriminate based off the political content, religious content. They can shut something down if it's rude, crude, socially unacceptable. Like, you know, if somebody's going to promote violence or pornography or violent, you know, things on campus, they can shut that down, but they don't always do that. But it's just completely legal for students to do. So that means students, like you've heard Jackson on the prior segment, they can start a Bible club on campus. They can host events on campus. They can invite the whole school to come out and hear about Jesus on campus. And as long as they're leading it, it's perfectly legal, and it's really exciting to see what God does when they catch that vision.
Oh, it's so exciting. We got to hear from one of the students that you have equipped and empowered, Jackson, earlier in today's show. Listeners, we'd love to invite you to go back to catch up on our podcast, because you will not want to miss hearing from him and his authenticity and his passion. I think I was so refreshed by that. Mark, are there, I mean, I know there are, so I guess I'm going to put you on the spot to tell us a story. Like, tell us about a student who has been equipped by Decision Point and something you've seen God do in and through them.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And, you know, I think, I mean, one, I'd love to show you about some students we'd like to equip.
Oh, yeah, love that.
You get to hear, you know, like the end story, and that's neat, but it's also neat this time of year we're just seeing so many students sign up for our program. And by the way, I mean, thanks for the plug on the fundraiser. We certainly love anybody who feels led of the Lord to give. I mean, he's our provider, so our eyes are on him. But
that's right.
Even one of the things we want to come on your show today is just get the word out about what students can do. So maybe for your listeners, this prompts a pastor to say, I'd love to just tell my students something they can do that I didn't know they could do, or
that's cool.
A parent or a student. So we just want to get the word out. But, you know, here's a quote from a student named Ali, who is born in Iran.
Wow.
Wow.
And he's born into a Muslim family. His parents got divorced, which left him searching for meaning. He said he found a Christian club at his school because of a friend. This had nothing to do with our ministry. This is before he met us. He said he hung out with the youth leader, and then after 5 to 6 months, he said, I converted to Christianity.
Wow.
But now he's joined our program because he wants to share the gospel. So he says this. He says, I love leading things. I think of myself as a natural leader. I think it's my duty to spread the gospel and help other students like me hear about Christ, which is why I'm doing this program. And I don't know, I hear that, and I think, wait a minute, there's an Iranian-born Muslim
convert
that wants our help sharing the gospel at a public school in America. How do I do more of that? You know?
I mean, and, wow.
That,
Mark, yeah, or, you know, here's Jessica, you know, who says, you know, I knew God wanted me to go out into school. He's called me to that. I didn't really know how. I didn't have the resources, and I was kind of fearful. And she says, you know, in fact, there's students at my school. So there's only six or seven Christians in her class. A lot of teachers put targets on Christians, she says, put them in a position of lose-lose situations in class. Mm. And I just want to share Christ at my school. And so, yeah, we've got stories of students that have completed the journey, but it's also really neat this time of year to see students like Ollie and Jessica that are just starting out and telling us there's a real need at my campus, and I want to help fix it.
Well, that's awesome.
Mark, so awesome.
Help us understand, you guys keep talking about clubs, you keep talking about like events that you go on. Paint the picture, what are these students doing in the schools?
Yeah, so they're sharing their faith one-on-one, you know, outside of a club context. We're helping them find just creative and effective ways to have conversations with their friends, maybe their best friends, and even students on campus that they haven't met. We're helping them give out God's Word. We've got a challenge called Give God's Word that we run in partnership with our friends at the Lifebook, a daughter organization of the Gideons. The Lifebook is available free of charge to any church in America who wants to put them in the hands of their students so their students can give them out on campus. I love their tagline, put God's Word in their hands so He can put it on their hearts. Mm. And so we're challenging students to take our Give God's Word challenge and give a Gospel of John to hundreds of students on campus, maybe every student on campus.
That's awesome.
You know, these are things that happen, you know, outside the context of a weekly club meeting. But then we're also helping them start a club on campus so they can host weekly meetings. And then we're training them in how to leverage that weekly meeting to either help mobilize all the Christians on campus to get trained for personal witnessing or to have a really compelling set of evangelistic Bible studies that they can run on campus. So this month, it's Identity Month with Decision Point. Students are leading a series, four-part series on identity, because we know there's a crisis of identity today in America. And so we're helping students share with their whole school a message about how you can find your identity and who God made you to be and who He has redeemed you to be in Christ. And so they're leading these weekly Bible studies, and then finally they're leading some pretty significant, like, campus-wide outreach events. They'll book the gym, they'll book the auditorium, and they'll invite just the whole school to come out. Sometimes
awesome.
50 people show up, sometimes 500. And we find it's a pretty just kind of dynamic 360 program, all run by students in partnership with their local church.
Oh, that is just so awesome and so thorough. I love that. We'll be joined by our friends from Decision Point when we return. Listeners, I know that there's one of you out there right now that's listening, and you've heard us talk about Decision Point, Decision Point, Decision Point, and you have evangelism on your heart. You long to see the next generation impacted by the love of Jesus, and you've been wondering and asking God, like, what can I do? This is your moment. Go to our website, 1160hope.com. Click on that Decision Point banner or go to Decision Point's website, decisionpoint.org. And partner with this organization today to do exactly what you've been praying about, and that's bring gospel hope to the next generation. When we come back, we're joined by some other friends from Decision Point to talk more about what God is up to in the lives of high school students. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host, Brian Fromm. We're thrilled to have you with us today because we are joined by some of our friends at Decision Point. Decision Point is a ministry that is really focused on equipping and empowering high school students with the tools, the vision, the skill set, the wherewithal, the passion they need to share the gospel with their friends. They are bringing hope to high school students here in the Chicagoland and across the country as well, which is so exciting. We're joined by Jonathan Cox. He is part of Decision Point. Jonathan, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, Aubrey. Thanks so much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, for our listeners who are just jumping on for the first time, you know, we've heard a lot about who Decision Point is, but I would love to hear from you. You're an adult. You could do any job in the world you want to do. You've decided to partner with this incredible organization. Can you talk about why?
Absolutely. I, you know, remember when I first started my job, it was just a dream job. I would wake up every morning, I can't believe I get to do this, you know, and just telling people about Jesus is just the most important thing you can do with your time. And I'll never forget D.L. Moody's quote. He's like, you know, I just want to proclaim the gospel and reach every person. And he was doing it every day. And I just can't believe I get to do that as my job. And then empowering students to reach their generation. I mean, it doesn't get more pivotal than that. You know, yeah. It's such an amazing job to have. So, I mean, I could say more, but I love it.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And John, I'm curious, what has being part of Decision Point done to your own faith as you've seen students really stepping up and doing crazy, just courageous things? How has your faith grown by being a part of this organization?
Well, I love the scripture, 1 Timothy 4:12, which says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but show yourself to be an example of those who believe. And really watching these students as they're these incredible examples, it just inspires my faith. You know, these students are doing things that most adults won't do. And so I just have grown so much in my own faith by watching them, you know, proclaim the gospel, believing it's, you know, the power of God for salvation. And it really changes lives. And so, you know, seeing these students strike up conversations with their peers and hand out Bibles and, you know, just their sense of urgency, it's so inspiring. So.
Oh, it's so inspiring even for us to hear. We kind of joked about this when one of your students, Jackson, was on. Brian and I often talk about how, like, some people's bad evangelism efforts is worse than our non-evangelism efforts. But what you guys are doing is actually good, meaningful, inspiring evangelism. And that's why we love Decision Point so much. Listeners, we would love to invite you to go to our website, 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. And, you know, here's what I'm thinking about, too. Jonathan, I love talking to you. Later, we're going to talk to your wife, Cassandra. I've got a high school student. Brian's got a high school student. I think as parents of high schoolers, there's nothing more than we want for our kids than for, like, godly, cool, older Christian people, meaning older than them, to walk with them and coach them. And that's a piece of Decision Point, is that you're walking beside students, discipling them, coaching them. That's a parent's dream come true.
That's right.
I'm going to ask you a question about that, but I also want to say to you listeners who are parents, if that's something you want, this is really an opportunity for you to partner with an incredible ministry that is doing the very thing that's been on your heart for your teenager. Mm-hmm. And so again, we'd love to invite you to go to our website, 1160hope.com. Click on that Decision Point banner. Partner with this ministry today by equipping and empowering a student to walk boldly in the halls of their high school, share the love of Jesus. So, Jonathan, going back to what I just said, talk to me about a student that you've coached and just what has it been like? What have you seen God do?
Well, you know, it's funny the way you said that. It's like the dream of every parent to see their student step out in faith and just live for Jesus and then to share Jesus. You know, there's a professor at Moody, Dr. Sanchez, and his daughter did exactly that. You know, Elise Sanchez is her name. And he said the same words you said. He said, I just am so thankful for Decision Point because they actually mentored my daughter. They poured into her. They helped her get a club going at Willowbrook High School. And she was able to share the gospel, and later his son too, and Isaac. And you know, dozens of students have heard the gospel at their school, even during COVID when things were shut down. They were doing Bible studies in their backyard, and students were coming over and hearing about Jesus. And then they did it in their garage during the cold, you know, and they just were proclaiming Christ. And it was really amazing to see them just released. And we really get to work with the best students. You know, they're just so incredible. Like, you heard Jackson, and there's another student we worked with at Lockport High School, and his name is Sam. And I'll never forget his story, where he was witnessing to his peers. We trained him on why to share the gospel, how to share the gospel. And he was at lunch sharing the gospel with his Muslim friend, his atheist friend, and then another student who was from the LGBTQ community. And they're having all these interesting conversations. And lo and behold, the Muslim friend video chats her friend in Iraq, her friend back in her own country. And Sam was able to share the gospel through a video call during lunch on campus, not only to those three students, but also to another student back in Iraq. Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing.
That is amazing. Wild. That is wild. Again, friends, go to 1160hope.com, click on the Decision Point banner, and there you can help these bold, courageous students be equipped. Jonathan, I'm curious, when you're working with a student and they're like, hey, man, I'm scared. Like, this makes me nervous. How do you coach them through that? What do you tell them when they kind of express fear?
Yeah, that does happen a lot. And, you know, we just encourage them from the scriptures. And then I think a big thing is just walking through it with them. You know, we don't want to just send them out and, hey, go reach your school, but we will actually take students out, go and share the gospel on the streets with them. We'll model it to them. And then they're able to say, oh, this isn't as crazy. This isn't as scary as I thought. It's actually invigorating and exhilarating.
Yeah.
You know? And these students have said to us, another student, Allie, out of the West Suburbs, she said the first time she went witnessing, she was scared, but she went with us. And she said, I never knew the power of the gospel until I shared it with someone else. And she grew up in the church.
Wow.
And so she had heard it all, but she hadn't seen how powerful it was to save until she actually shared it with someone. So we try to walk with them, encourage them through the scriptures, and say, hey, it's okay. It's actually normal. I get scared when I share the gospel.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then you just keep pushing through, and it's really the best thing you can do.
Oh, it's so awesome. Jonathan, with just a minute left, I would love for our people who are listening who are like prayer warriors. They are the intercessors that listen to the common good. Give us a few prayer points. They want to partner with Decision Point through prayer. What can they be praying about?
Absolutely. You can pray Matthew 9:38, right? The pray to the Lord that he would send out laborers to the harvest. For the harvest is plentiful. The laborers are few. And that includes sending out students, that students would be bold, that sending out teachers, that teachers would not be afraid of losing their jobs, but would say it's worth it. You know, sending out part-time staff, sending out pastors, just really praying that all over the city of Chicago, we could see that happen and even beyond. So that's really a big one. I try to pray that every day. I set my alarm on my phone to 9:38 a.m. and I try to pray every day, God, please send out laborers to the harvest.
I love that.
We really need them.
Well, that's so awesome. John, thanks so much for being here today. We really appreciate it. We get to talk to your wife next when we return, so that's going to be fun. And listeners, we want to invite you once again, go to our website, 1160hope.com. Click on that Decision Point banner. You can partner in prayer. You can partner financially. You can partner in this incredible vision of students all across our country, especially here in the Chicagoland, hearing the gospel. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host, Brian Fromm. So glad that you're with us today. And if you're just joining in, we have been partnering really all month, but especially today with our friends at Decision Point. Decision Point is a ministry that's really ministering to the spiritual vacuum in America's public schools right now. There are over 50 million students, and many of them have never heard the gospel. They've never even heard John 3:16. They have no idea about the love of God as shown so beautifully through Jesus on the cross and through his resurrection. And Decision Point is making a difference in that vacuum. They are equipping students with the tools, with the skill set, with the confidence to share the gospel in their schools with their peers, and just seeing incredible transformation take place. And someone who is a part of this organization is Cassandra Cox. Cassandra, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Cassandra, you know, we kind of keep asking this same question, but I still think it's so good for our listeners to hear. Tell us why you do what you do with Decision Point. And then I would love to hear from you, you know, just a story of a student and how you've seen God at work in their lives.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So like I got saved radically like my last year of high school because somebody, you know, took the time to reach out to me. And I was able to see the impact that they were able to make, you know, in a public school. And it's crazy because I actually, after that, got to lead my sisters to the Lord. And one of them actually started helping with the Christian club a couple years ago that now I'm still currently coaching.
Wow.
So it's just awesome to get to see like that impact and how, you know, God redeemed just everything, and getting to work alongside that student has been amazing. And yeah, like last year when we started coaching a new school, we went to their Christian club. And one of the students there was actually Hindu, and he was there, and he was like, yeah, I'm just here because I want to learn more about Christianity, and you guys have a Christian club, and that's why I'm here. And I think it's important to just learn more about, you know, God and Jesus. And, you know, that was like so encouraging because a lot of the times we think, oh, well, these students aren't really, you know, they don't really want to hear about this, but no, they're like seeking answers, you know? So that was really cool to get to see my students be able to, you know, share her faith with that student.
It's so encouraging. And again, if you want to help equip these students. Go to 1160hope.com. Go to the Decision Point banner. It is as clear as day at 1160hope.com. And there you can give any amount of money. $46 a month helps equip one student, one Christian student, to go back into their school. But $46 a month might be too much for you. So maybe there's a smaller monthly gift. Maybe there's a one-time gift you can give. Or the other end of the spectrum, maybe you can give more than that. And all of the money will go to help equip these student evangelists. So go to 1160hope.com, click on the Decision Point banner. Cassandra, help our people understand, what does it look like as you're coaching and mentoring these students? Walk us through what that relationship looks like.
Yeah, it's like an amazing time to just pour out to that student. We meet on a weekly basis. We, you know, come alongside them to create plans for their club. And they meet with their club on a weekly basis. And then, yeah, like they get to invest in their peers and then do outreach events during the school year where they get to hear the gospel.
Mm.
And Cassandra, I know I already asked you kind of why you do what you do, but talk to me about how God has increased your faith as you've seen students step out so boldly in their own faith.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, so I think like with the nature of the ministry, it's all about being able to share the gospel. And, you know, just the other week, we were like, okay, we're going to go witnessing on Fridays. And my husband was like, oh, why don't we just go to like the farmer's market? Like, Dad, like, you want to go start gospel conversations with the people down the street from our house? You know, that's kind of intimidating.
Totally.
And then, you know, my husband was like, well, like, you're asking your students to share the gospel with their peers. That's where they go too. And, you know, and I was like, wow, like, that is so true. And I feel like, you know, telling these students and to proclaim the gospel, you know, it really makes you look at your own life and ask yourself, am I doing the same thing, you know? So that's really increased my faith, you know, trusting the Lord that, you know, regardless of whether that person accepts the Lord or not, like, I did what he called me to do, and it was successful. So that's really pushed me to be just, you know, more, more willing to like share and just be bold about it.
Isn't that the way it often works, right?
So awesome.
When we go and help lead, then all of a sudden we become challenged in our own faith. I'm just simply curious here, Cassandra, how did it go at the farmer's market?
I
what
know
was
that
it
too.
Like for you?
No, yeah, it was really good. Yeah, I think like I was definitely a little intimidated, but yeah, we were able to talk to some people and like, you know, we did have a couple of conversations and it went well. And then that following day, we actually got to share the gospel at the wedding that we went to. So I feel like, you know, just being open to like those conversations wherever you go. So yeah, it went well.
Oh, that's so awesome. Listen, those of you who are listening right now, one of you, what's in your hands, the resources that God has given you is vital to meeting the needs of a student who is walking through the halls of their high school looking for meaning, looking for hope, looking for answers. You know, we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again and again that the teens right now, and Brian and I both have teenagers, so we know this like personally, their identity is being formed. Like they are being discipled, period. And it's either that they're being discipled towards Jesus or they're being discipled away from Jesus. There's no middle ground here. And so for some of you listening, and I think there's one of you in particular, God has given you resources and you've been praying about like, what should I do with this? And I would encourage you right now to go to our website, 1160hope.com, click on that Decision Point banner, and give any gift to help equip people like Cassandra to minister, to empower students to share the gospel with those who so desperately need to hear it today. Cassandra, it's been so fun to have you on the show. I would love, if you don't mind, we just love hearing stories, and we know that means so much to our listeners. There's another story of a student that you've just seen like get a hold of this Decision Point vision and run with it.
Oh, yeah. So like I said, I got to lead my sister to the Lord, and she was able to host a outreach event a couple years ago where it was a 2-day event. I think there was about 300 students that came to hear the gospel. And something, you know, when you're investing in these students, it's not just, you know, until they're while they're in high school. It's like a lifelong thing. And for her, she was able to have a platform where she was able to share about her struggle with learning disability and her identity. Mm. And she was able to share the gospel with all of her peers. And I know that that has just increased her faith and her boldness, even now as she, while she's at Trinity Christian College right now.
Oh, I love that. That's one of the cool things about Decision Point, too, I think, is hearing how, you know, you're ministering and discipling these students to share the gospel as teenagers, but then they're going on to college and, like, becoming pastors or training to be in ministry or some type of leadership. I think that that's so cool to think about, that it's not just this moment, but Decision Point is impacting future for both the students that they're ministering to and equipping, and also those that are being reached. Like, what a ripple effect that's happening. It's so, so, so incredible. Again, listeners, we want to invite you to go to our website, 1160hope.com, click on that Decision Point banner, and partner with this incredible ministry today. You're listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Common Good. My name is Aubrey Sampson alongside my co-host, Brian Fromm. So glad that you're with us today. It is the end of the show, and at the end of every show, we love to bring you something that'll put a smile on your face or challenge you or inspire you. And I think there's no greater inspiration than what we're learning about Decision Point, an incredible ministry that is partnering with students, high school students here in the Chicagoland and really all across the country, to share the gospel of Jesus with their peers. We're joined right now by their president, Mark Hobson. Mark, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Thanks for your listeners for learning about our mission today. It's been great to be with you today and this week.
Yeah, we have loved having you. Mark, I want to ask you to do a couple things with us as we just have a few more minutes together. Give us like a bird's eye view of, because I know Decision Point, we've talked about the Bible clubs, we've talked about the outreach events, but I know that Decision Point is ministering in like over 450 schools, cities across the country. You've got online ministry as well. Like, give us a bird's eye view of all the places that Decision Point is moving right now.
Yeah, we're praying to get up to 450 schools soon. We have staff on the ground in about 9 cities around the country. Last year, from those 9 cities, we coached students not only in those 9 cities, but also in 20 states around the nation. We're putting the word out on social media and through other channels to both pastors and students like Jackson, whom you heard about on the radio today, about how they could reach their campus for Christ. We're shipping them their training materials. We're doing Zoom calls, phone calls with them to help coach them to share the gospel at their schools. So that's about 20 states around the nation. And then, you know, during COVID, schools closed, and that was a bummer on all sorts of levels.
Yeah, right.
And certainly a big bummer because we had some of the most unbelievable outreaches lined up you've ever seen that have been happening on campus. I mean, literally like 3 days after the shutdown happened. We're also praising God that, you know, the last thing that some students remember before the shutdown happened was the outreach that they did happen at the school and where they got a Bible. But we knew we needed to pivot, and so finally the Lord showed us a way to share Christ with students online. Mm. And so, you know, 2 years later, we're now seeing ads go out on social media to unsaved students, not only around the country, but around the world every day. They're actually getting in front of millions of people in real time and bringing thousands back to our website on a daily basis, where they can chat 24/7 with somebody, where they can read the gospel, watch the gospel. They're compelling testimonies from students and from, you know, influential believers and everywhere in between. And so that's been a pretty neat new platform for our ministry as well.
Oh, it's so awesome. And I know we've got a little bit of audio from a new online campaign you guys are doing. Can you set that up for us so people understand what they're about to listen to?
Yeah, so, I mean, it gets real. I mean, we all know alternate lifestyles are just on the rise like never before. Mm-hmm. And we know God has a heart of love and compassion for each and every person that's trapped in those lifestyles. You know, the Bible's truth about these lifestyles is clear, as is Christ's desire to see them saved and brought to repentance and hope and restoration and new life in Him, just like for everybody. We also know that social media is probably one of the number one recruiters of lifestyles that are destroying people, young people's lives.
Wow.
I mean, I watched a video, this will get real, but it's true. I saw a video of a TikTok influencer that was sharing a praise report of how some student reached out to her and told her that, you know, because of your video, I talked to my dad and he's finally taken me to the doctor to get my gender transition surgery. There's literally people out there on TikTok whose whole goal is to have young people talk to their parents to go get top surgery. And I mean, we just think, I mean, okay, Lord, we've got to do something. Like, we want to reach students on campus, but we want to reach students online. We even want to reach students online who are dealing with these real issues. So the Lord introduced us to a dynamic speaker named Patty Height, founded a ministry called Out of Egypt Ministries. And she's going to share on our new online outreach platform her story of dealing with abuse at a young age that led to gender dysphoria. She found herself in a lesbian lifestyle, an alcoholic, until one day she looked at her partner and said, "Have you ever wondered if what we're doing is wrong?" And kid you not, her partner said, "I was just about to ask you the same thing. Wow. Maybe we should get that Bible out and read it." And so Patty just came into our studio and recorded her full story, shared the gospel, and we've even recorded these like 30-second ads that are going to be released on social media any day, and we'd love to play one for your listeners now.
Nobody told me there was a God that loved me. I was a gay-identifying, gender-confused, drug-addicted alcoholic that was so lonely on the inside. But God met me for more. My name is Patty Height, and I'd love to share my story with you.
So if you want to support Decision Point as we help them equip students, we help them with this, online ministry, all the different things they're doing. They're at the front lines of many of the cultural battles that our students are facing. You can go to 1160hope.com and click on the Decision Point banner. That's 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. We just have a couple more minutes left. With Mark Hobson, the president of Decision Point. And so don't wait. Go ahead and go to 1160hope.com. Click on the Decision Point banner. Mark, whenever we have you guys on or other organizations, I always like to end this way and just say, why don't you make an appeal to people? People have a lot of things they can do with their money, right? Go out to dinner tonight, but try to save a little bit. Try to do whatever. You know, we all have less money right now. Could you give just a... talk to that person right now who might be on the fence about whether or not they can support Decision Point.
Hey, you know, pray about it. And if you feel a generous impulse, heed it. I heard a great speaker one time and said, if you feel a generous impulse, it's probably not from the devil. and it may not be from you, but so we invite you, in all seriousness, if someone's listening and feels like, man, that's a ministry we'd love to consider giving to, we'd love to invite you to do that. We steward each gift carefully. We really do put your gift to work to help reach students with the hope of Christ. All the stories that you've heard on today's show are actually true. As I'm sitting here listening to some, I'm like, a lot of listeners, I don't know if I believe that, but they're true, and God really is working. But, you know, God's our provider, and we're thrilled by just generous partners who believe in this mission, want to get the gospel to the next generation, pass the faith on to the next generation. If that's you, we'd be honored to have you as a partner, whether you want to start with a one-time gift, a monthly gift, or you've been blessed with means and can make a sizable gift to help students around the nation, around the world hear about Christ. We'd be honored for your partnership. But ultimately, it's not about our organization. It's not about us. I mean, this is about Christ and his kingdom.
That's right.
His gospel, he alone has the power to save.
That's right.
One of the reasons we want to come on the show today is just to help get the word out that campus outreach is possible and it's powerful. And maybe just by listening, maybe you could give. Maybe you could also tell somebody in your life about how they could reach the campus in their neighborhood for Christ. And we also want to just remind everybody that personal evangelism matters, and it works. And Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God. Maybe somebody listening today could give. That'd be great. But maybe you could share with a friend. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a coworker that you think, okay, if Jackson can do it,
I
can do it. And today, this week's going to be the week, so help me God. I'm going to share Christ. And probably the final thing we'd love to just share with your listeners beyond an appeal to give is an appeal to pray. And that prayer works. And we really believe as we look at what's going on in the next generation and in our country, we really need to be people of prayer like never before. So we'd love for your listeners to pray for our ministry as the Lord calls it to mind. You can go online and just request a prayer brochure. I'd love to also just encourage our listeners to be prayerful for God to save the next generation, save our public schools, rid them of the evil that's just taken over in whole new levels. And so thanks for having us on to share all of this message with your listeners today.
Oh, absolutely love that. Mark, thanks so much for being here with us today. We've so appreciated your time.
Decision Point is an evangelical nonprofit that equips students to share the gospel at their school. Here's what your gift does for Decision Point. Let's just get practical for a minute. You're providing students with personalized coaching and training. You're equipping students with tools and resources they need to reach their campus for Christ. You're giving Christian teens the opportunity to unite in person and online at training conferences, retreats, online cohorts, and more. And you know, some of the stories out of this ministry, there's a student named Hallie who talks about how encouraging it is to know that there are brothers and sisters, that's you listeners, mm-hmm. in the faith, who are passionate about the Great Commission and are committed to empowering her to share the gospel with her friends. There's another student, Xavier, who says, knowing that monthly partners are praying for me and giving financially to help me reach my school and peers makes me feel like I'm worth investing in, and that I can play a huge role in sharing the gospel with my peers. That's what you're a part of by partnering with Decision Point today.
Yeah, so we'd encourage you right now. We know a lot of us out there are going, do I have money to do this? We all look to make an eternal difference. We want to make a difference in this world. And part of a legacy you can leave is in the next generation being equipped and encouraged and trained to go and share Jesus, not just in their high schools, but in their friends' houses and in their own homes. And then throughout the rest of their lives, they will have this foundation. And so you really are leaving a legacy. And, you know, $46 a month is what it takes to train one kid, but it could be whatever you're right. able to give at 1160hope.com.
We'll be back again tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. So grateful for our friends at Decision Point for joining us today. For Brian Fromm, I'm Aubrey Sampson, and you've been listening to The Common Good on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.